Yeah, hi. Can I have a white coffee, please?
Maybe you'd like to try today's special, which is a café au lait made from Himalayan beans roasted precisely to a temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius with a triple and a half shot of coffee mixed with one splash of fat-free milk, one splash of homemade goat milk, a little bit of caramel licorice drizzle, served upside down in a mason jar.
Want a quality cup of coffee without the fuss? Simply made with 100% freshly ground Arabica beans? The McCafé range from McDonald's. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
It's a good show!
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Are you guys ready to see the fucking Boogie Monster? Yeah, baby. We're excited to have him here. Thank you for listening to me for a few minutes. Give it up for Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Where you go? Wherever. Just sit wherever you feel comfortable, Kyle. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Kinane.
Gave us a tablecloth.
We got a tablecloth. This is nice.
Yeah, no way are these just two Walmart card tables shoved together. Not at all. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's the afternoon.
Yeah. And we're already drunk.
Who picked this time? I'm not drunk. I'm rough.
You got drunk last night.
Yeah, I got drunk and sat in a graveyard like a teen. like a moody teen.
Did you really? You go to a graveyard?
Yeah, I just went across the street from... I was in Charlotte last night, and there's a graveyard across the street from the club. And because I'd walk through it, could go back and forth from the hotel. And I got drunk at the show and then walked back through the graveyard. And there's a lot of people playing Pokemon Go.
Really? People still do that?
Yeah, I didn't know that, let alone in the graveyard, which at first I thought sounded kind of disrespectful. And I was like, nah, gotta use it for something. It's just a big plot of land. Why not?
It's just
a park with obstacles.
You did the Comedy Zone there in Charlotte?
Yeah, I was in the zone.
Did they do the Jock Jams intro?
No, I didn't.
Are you ready for the funniest night of your life? I don't know. Maybe.
The guy running the booth was pumping people up, but I didn't hear
any of the
music or anything.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, the Charlotte one's an actual club, so I guess that's good. I used to do a lot of comedy zones that were just in like the lobby of a Ramada Inn. A lot of Mexican restaurants. In every show they had the same standard Jock Jams intro. Just so obnoxious. Not to shit on your gig last night, but so that's good.
No, that's all right. I'm glad you don't live in a van anymore, Dave. Go ahead. Take all the shots you want, buddy.
Walk right into that one. Oh, God.
Swing for the fences, man. Yeah. What else you got?
It's how I treat my friends.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
You all right? You got some hair of the dog there.
I'm just sticky.
Yeah?
Like, I'm hungover, and I didn't shower. I just got a rental car, and I'm just like, I feel like a fridge door in a house that has toddlers, you know, just like, yeah, everybody knows that appliance in a home with children feeling of just like, bleh, slimy, but also sticky.
Mm.
That's me. Come on, give me a hug afterwards. But yeah, I didn't see any ghosts in a graveyard. I did find it funny that people were playing Pokemon Go. Especially because there's a big, like, Confederate section of it. You know, so much for honoring those Confederate monuments. Like,
Everybody
was making a big deal about.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You got to honor those monuments unless there's a fucking Squirtle behind one of them. In which case, traipse all over it then. Mm. But, I didn't see anything. I was hoping.
Oh, well.
If you get drunk, you can't see ghosts. Like, it doesn't work that way.
That's the rule?
If you're drunk, see, you can't make hand gestures on a podcast. I can't, like, shrug, because it doesn't translate to the audio.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, if you're drunk, you're not going to see the stuff that that like a ghost wants you to see, you're going to be like, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that makes, I guess that's why we haven't seen many.
Yeah.
So, we spend a lot, cumulatively, we spend a lot of time drunk.
Yeah.
So, you know, putting in the work, guys.
A lot of time hoping.
Yeah.
A lot of time hoping and dreaming.
Well, it's good to be back in Columbia. I've been on the road for all week. I was in Florida. I spent a couple, 3 days in Florida. And I was in Jacksonville. You ever go down to Jacksonville?
I've been there once.
Oh, it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's speaking of hot and sticky. And I got a hotel at the extended stay in downtown Jacksonville.
How long you stay at an extended stay? Longer than a couple days?
I stayed a day and a half, so it wasn't that extended.
I used to deliver pizzas to an extended stay. Mm-hmm. And this kid opened the door real excited when I was delivering the pizza. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, buddy, what you doing? Are you on vacation? He's like, nah, house burnt down. And they were just living at the extended stay. I'm like, oh.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, why are you so chipper? I guess pizza night makes every kid happy.
Yeah.
Nah, house burnt down. All right, buddy, well, enjoy that indoor pool while you got it.
Well, speaking of opening doors, I don't know. I've been doing comedy for a little while. I travel quite a bit. I probably stayed in roughly 1,000 different hotels. This has never happened before. Swear to God, Tuesday night, I'm in Jacksonville, check into the extended stay, like I always do. Yeah, here's my ID, here's my card for incidentals, blah, blah, blah. And they give you the same spiel. There's a grab-and-go breakfast from 6 to 9. Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to eat that shit. And here's your Wi-Fi password. Give me the card key, the room key. Swear to God, go to room 309, put in the key. Most of the time, it doesn't work, and then you got to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Put in the key, open the door. There's a lady in there asleep. I woke her up. She popped up, looked at me. I was like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. Like, I mean, it was a real rapey vibe in the room for a couple seconds.
Like, you're just part of an elaborate setup that's going to show up on Dateline later. Like, you're the patsy taking the fall.
Open the door. Sure enough, lady in the bed pops up, looks, didn't say anything, just looks at me like, and I'm like, and I just immediately was like, I'm so sorry. They gave me the 309. I swear to God, I just shut the door. Go back to the lobby.
You're going to get shot. That's Florida. They just shoot you.
Go back to the lobby. I'm kind of, you know, I'm like, hey, there's somebody in room 309. And then the lady at the desk, just not even that concerned, just like, oh, okay. And I was like, can I get an unoccupied room? Gives me another room. I'm not making this up. Here, try three. She said try. Try 316. Try room 316. No shit. Go to 316. Open that door. There's a guy watching TV. 0-2. That's never happened once in my travel career. Happened twice, back to back.
Did you just give up? Like, hey, man, you got two queen beds.
He just looked at me, and I was like...
Mind if I
just would have been funny.
Crash out for a bit till a night manager gets here and can straighten this shit out.
Twice. And then then I go back, I'm like, there's somebody in that room too. And then this time she was a little more apologetic.
Like there's like being bad at your job, but that's the most bad.
Twice in a row.
At that job.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I'm here to stay in a room.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Like, that's impressively bad.
Yeah.
That's almost like somebody's last night trying to get fired.
I thought I was being pranked. I was just like, are y'all fucking with me? Like, how can that happen twice in a row? It's never happened once in 12 years of traveling and doing comedy, twice in a row. And then she was like, oh, go ahead and put your bags down. She may be sitting in the lobby like, we got to figure this out.
And I'll go up there first.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a good time. That was my experience with Jacksonville. I am excited. I flew into Atlanta last week and rented a car, and we're kind of on the same page. We always just rent the cheapest economy cars.
Yeah.
Rented the cheap whatever they were supposed to give me. What are they, you know, like a what's a little Toyota? A Yaris or similar.
Yaris,
Ford
Escort
or similar. Didn't have either one of those. They upgraded me to a Cadillac. Driving a Cadillac this week. Got a Cadillac out back if anybody wants to go for a joyride. Yeah. Fucking Dave wandering the Southeast in a goddamn Cadillac.
I think you deserve it. You've had a rough summer, man.
Yeah,
you deserve
sweet.
It.
Pretty sweet.
It's been a rough go.
Yeah, it has
Bank
been
of
a rough
America
summer.
Still has your cash. Get a Cadillac, Dave. Treat yourself.
And
I'm in a Hyundai accent myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
No
but while we're talking about driving, I drove up, I was here obviously last night, so the day yesterday morning, I drove up from Orlando. And can we just all get on the same page? The left lane on the freeway.
Uh-oh, Dave's got a road rage.
That's just for... Get the fuck out of the left lane. Get the fuck out of the left lane.
Oh, I got people all riled up.
Dude, it was a 7-hour drive from Orlando to here. No shit, 50 different times. I was just... I get right behind them. They don't fucking move. And then I do that quick speed around and get me... And I'm always like, right when I pass them, I go... yeah. For the listeners at home, you couldn't see what I was doing.
He was giving a real sassy point.
A sassy point. Like, get the fuck over.
You just looked like you were enjoying like a female empowerment song. Like, and you can do it, you don't need a man. You know, like.
Are the laws different in the Southeast? What the fuck?
It's Florida, man. That's been a long running joke that it's Florida and it's old people.
Oh, very frustrating.
This is old people.
Yeah. Well, these weren't old people, they were just idiots. Like, and every time I always make sure to just get a good look. Like, I want to see who's fucking up. You know? I got to get a good look at this asshole.
Dave's sketching down faces in case he sees him again.
Jeez, man.
You're the guy that was in my room at the extended stay last night. I thought we had a bond. Now you're in my lane. You're in my room.
Oh, it's been an interesting week. What else going on, buddy?
I didn't do much.
No?
No, I'm pretty boring.
I went to the L.A. County Fair right before I left. You ever been there?
Did you get a big turkey leg?
Got a big-ass turkey leg. Fucking, like, 3-pound turkey leg and a goddamn funnel cake.
You ever just make a turkey leg at home for yourself?
No,
I feel like that would be the loneliest thing.
Yeah.
Because you see them, they look like so much fun out in the world, but if you're just at home eating one with nobody else walking by going, ha-ha, big turkey leg, you're like, this is dumb.
I took the girlfriend. Me and Katie went to the LA County Fair, and we didn't have tickets. We didn't get tickets in advance. We didn't buy fair tickets online.
You treat your gal to the VIP experience at the county fair?
When we pulled up, as soon as we got out of the car, we were going to go to the booth or whatever and buy the tickets, and a truck just, like, pulled up right in front of us, and a guy was driving, and a lady was riding shotgun, and you could tell she had been crying, and she was like, "Y'all want these tickets?" And we're like, "What?" And they're like, "We have extra tickets."
You want these cursed fair tickets?
Yeah. And we told them, $12 a pop. I was like, "Yeah, I guess." But you could tell, like, and the fair had just opened. We went, like, early. Like, it opened at noon. We were there, like, 12:15 because we wanted to beat the rush. And you could tell that she was upset and been crying. So I guess they showed up at the fair and got into a domestic dispute and decided not to go. But, hey,
man,
we reaped the benefits.
Somebody got dumped at the county fair. That's the loneliest turkey leg of them all.
That's true.
Somebody got dumped at my show Friday night. I didn't realize it. The waitstaff was like, "Yeah, somebody got left at the front table."
Oh, no.
Like, the front table of the show. Like, and I didn't even know. I was busy, like, you know, telling jokes or whatever. But... I guess some guy went off to the bathroom and came back. And somebody's like, "Oh, your seat. This is the way back to your seat." He's like, "No, I'm looking for the door." And just left the gal sitting there.
Oh, no.
Which means they got in a fight during the show somehow, yet still no comic noticed it. So good job on that. Way to keep it, you know, quiet. Oh,
I wonder if it was that old cliche, like, "I'm funnier than him. Why are you laughing at that guy? I'm funnier than him."
Leaving her alone at the comedy show is pretty funny.
You want to talk about the weird thing that happened on stage last night? That was funny.
Oh, yeah. You had to
give some money out.
I won't blow the joke, but I talk about how I don't understand microwaves, and I'll usually ask the audience. I'm like, if anybody in here can explain how a microwave works, I would love to hear it. And last night, or 2 nights ago, I was feeling real ballsy about it, so much so because nobody's ever explained how a microwave works. I said, "I'll give $50 to anybody that can explain to me how a microwave works and that I can understand it." And I never have $50 on me, and I did, and this is the shit I do with it. That's why I don't have money on me. And some guy raised his hand, and I had to entertain him because I already called him like an unfuckable doofus earlier in the show. I'm wearing flip-flops at night. Come on, man. So... But so he goes, what happens is it heats up the water molecules within the food, and the friction with the water molecules, that creates heat, and that's what heats up the food. I'm like, I gotta give this motherfucker $50. And so I give him the $50, because that sounds like science to me, you know, and I'm surprised it took me this long to get duped. But then somebody else in the crowd is like, "It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And I'm like, oh, hold on, hold on. Why isn't it good enough? I go to the guy, and he's like, where do the microwaves come from? Like, challenging the dude. I'm like, good question. Where do the microwaves come
from? The actual microwaves.
Yeah, where do the actual microwaves...
Not the appliance.
What generated the microwave? But this guy just goes, where do the microwaves come from? And the original guy goes, I bought it at Walmart. And I'm like, keep that 50 bucks, man. You keep that 50 bucks. Get him a beer, but you keep that 50 bucks. Like, shitty science, but enough to convince me, a challenge, and then a smart-ass remark coming back on it, that was worth it. That was worth the 50 bucks. Rarely do I get to be entertained at a show like that. I was like, man. Oh, this son of a bitch flip-flops at night over here being a dickhead. I like him.
Oh.
I liked him for that.
That's good times. All right, well, let's get it going. You want to bring the guest out?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got some great guests today, guys. We've got a couple of great locals. We got a guy from Seattle. Let's bring out Derek Sheen. From Seattle, Washington. Headline Cola Comedy Con, what, Friday night? Our good buddy Derek Sheen. Good to see you, buddy. Let's bring out Jen Snyder. Columbia's own Jen Snyder. Funny as shit. What's up, Jen? Don't leave me hanging. And let's bring back Wayne Cousins. How funny was Wayne?
All right, Wayne.
Wayne Cousins, everybody. What's up, Wayne? How y'all doing?
Hello.
We're well. Thank you.
You guys having fun this weekend?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've had a blast, except for the rap battle. This is weird. Poor fucking rap battle.
Were you a part of the rap battle?
No, I just had to watch it. It was weird. It was like a drunk uncle, just like a drunken speech off. It was really sad. Here's what I don't like about you.
A bunch of uncle crackers rap battling each other.
It was really sad. It was like you wanted to save your friends. Like, you don't need to do this. You don't need to rap battle.
Now, Derek, you're shitting on rap battle, but I think I saw a clip of you rocking some karaoke the other night.
I sang some Dio.
Yeah, I saw
did some
that.
Holy Diver.
Good.
That shit was tight.
You're an old metal nerd, right?
Yeah, I'm a 50-year-old metal dork.
You're a guitar shredder, though.
Yeah, I love... Oh, yeah. Well,
you're a shredder. People don't know about Derek. He's a shredder.
Yeah, he does shred.
Got some like Yngwie Malmsteen. I'm sure I said that name wrong, and nobody knows who I'm talking about.
Close enough.
That just sounds like I said you had some sort of weird cancer.
Like
he's got that Yngwie Malmsteen.
He's one of those Yngwie Malmsteens.
You should get a cream.
That Swedish hate group. That.
Anyway, the days of the guitar shredder are gone, so nobody's impressed with.
Nobody cares about,
Malmsteen.
And that's why I don't tell anybody. Because they're like, oh, cool. Wait, oh, you have your own. You have your own yarn mill too.
Well, right on, buddy. And Jen, where you been this weekend? This is the first time I've seen you this weekend.
I was in glorious Tazewell, Tennessee last night.
So
yeah.
That sounds made up.
No, it's
I'm from
it's spelled Tazewell, but they don't let you say it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. What part of the state's that?
Is it like an hour above Knoxville, I guess?
Okay. Man, up in the Smokies?
Yeah.
Right on.
It was one of those places where I walked in, and every single person in the room looked at me as soon as I walked in the door. I was like,
wait a minute.
Right.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm confused.
Yeah. What is you?
I think she's a woman, but, I mean, not to out you to our listeners, but
no, yeah.
You're proud.
The double D titties and the you know David Beckham haircut really confuse people. It's a lot to take in. Savor it.
Right on.
I'll be your Posh Spice any day, baby.
And Wayne, what you been up to this weekend other than just causing trouble?
Hanging out, baby, hosting some shows, drinking some brews, you know. Getting fucking buck, you know what I'm talking about?
Wayne is the ultimate just hangout dude. Just every time I'm with Wayne, he's like, whatever, dude.
That's right,
just
baby.
Fucking drink some beers. Put each other in headlocks. I don't know. See where it goes.
That's right.
Nothing but high fives and bury me in the ground, man. That's life.
Wayne, we were talking offstage about, we did an episode, I guess, about a year or two ago on the Boogie Monster about the Gray Man
of
South Carolina.
Right.
And you told me that, obviously, with Florence last week, are people seeing the Gray Man again?
I saw an article where, like, eight people were like, and the Gray Man is like a dude that stands on the beach. He's like a ghost or whatever that warns of hurricanes, you know, and... People were saying they saw him. I don't know.
Did they see him before or after Florence?
I think it's before.
Okay, good.
Yeah. He's a warning.
After doesn't really help. Yeah. Just a ghost out there going, I told you.
Yeah.
If you see him, your house is spared. That's the legend.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're the one who actually sees the gray man, your house is spared and your neighbors are fucked.
Huh.
That's a very Southern. Wow. If you're the lucky one, you're going to make it, but your neighbors, should have believed more in Jesus.
Yeah, he's like a gentleman flasher, you know. He bequeaths to you good luck.
Oh man, that's
is that
crazy.
It? He'll save your house.
Yeah, that's.
Did he say? Did he legit save any houses? Did anybody who saw him say?
Supposedly,
house
the
save?
People that have reported that they saw him, their houses were spared, and like everyone, because the last time it was Hugo. Was the last big hurricane we hear, and the last time people supposedly saw the gray man, and the person who said they saw him, their house was fine, but every other house on that street, gone.
Wow.
So that's all right, gray man.
Now, Jen, you're a native of South Carolina?
Born and raised in Columbia.
So the gray man, is that something you've heard your whole life?
Yeah.
Really?
And Lizard Man, that's our other one.
I was doing some research on the Lizard Man of Scape
or Swamp.
How come
there ain't no lizard woman?
Yeah. What did you hear about the Lizard Man?
It started back when I was in high school. It was a few sightings of it. There used to be a mural down at the end of the road at one of these restaurants that had the Lizard Man on it. Like, that's how local folklore it is. Yeah. But he was there tearing up cars and doing things like that. But no.
Oh, shit?
Yeah. But
yeah, I think the story started like back in 88. This teenage boy, Christopher Davis was his name. He got a flat tire somewhere near. Where's Scape or Swamp? Where's Bishopville?
Bishopville is close, going up towards Florence and Hartsville, the eastern part.
This dude, he got a flat tire, and he was changing his tire. It was late at night, and it was near that swamp. And apparently he saw this 7-foot-tall, bipedal lizard, and it scared the shit out of him. I don't know if he got the tire fixed or not, but he bolted. And apparently the lizard, took a bite out of his car. So
that sounds like the shittiest insurance scam ever.
No, for real. It was like, he just came out of nowhere and he bit it.
Yeah. I'm not drunk. You're drunk. A lizard ate part of my car.
And he's like, this is Bishopville, sir. We're both drunk.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't call AAA. I forgot.
So, Jen, you were also telling me, before the show, I was asking Wayne and Jen and Derek if they had any weird stories or whatever. You were telling me a story about you got woken up by a ghost.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Explain that.
I swear to God, this is true. I was traveling one night late from comedy.
You sure it wasn't like Dave just coming into your hotel room at the extended stay?
Jen, get up. You're going to miss the breakfast bar.
This ghost that smelled like hot wings and farts. I didn't know what to do.
This is my room.
I was traveling late night for comedy, and you know how it is, if you just get sleepy on the road sometimes, you get that little head nod thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I was doing that, and normally my go-tos are a rest area or a Walmart. If you need to take a nap, a Walmart is, it's so safe, man. Yeah. It's like God's bosom.
It's legal to camp in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
They know you're going to go in and buy some shit.
Yeah, and poop, and you know how you do. Yeah. And, But it was like this really desolate stretch. I was somewhere in Tennessee once again, and there was like no rest areas, nothing around. And finally, I saw a Waffle House with a hotel next to it, and literally nothing, no trees, nothing around. So I was like, all right, I'll go to this hotel and sleep in the back. So I got in the back, and I put my little blankie over me, and literally there was no cars parked next to me, nothing around me, there was no trees, there was another building over here or anything. It was just like a flat field, this hotel behind me, and then a Waffle House behind it. I fall asleep, and I was dead asleep because I was so tired, and I heard distinctly the rapping of knuckles on the car window. Y'all know that sound. I mean, it's like bam, bam, bam. And I woke up like a start. Nothing around me.
Really?
No cars, no people. I got out and looked under the car because I'm like, oh no, fuck this. I will not be treated this way in this hotel I did not pay to sleep in the parking lot of. And literally nothing around me. But I got this ooky feeling and I was like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Jen re-killed that ghost. Wow.
Was you in my room earlier? You ain't sleeping out here now. No, I know I heard it. I know I didn't hallucinate it. I wasn't drunk. I was barely high. You know?
Barely.
So yeah, I swear it was something trying to warn me of something maybe scarier. But I got the hell out of there and I drove home.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow your mind, but we slept in the Las Vegas desert, my wife and I, in a car park overnight, and we had a rapping on the window that woke us up. And when she got up, it turned out to be these giant dragonflies I'd never seen before, with these huge heads that were trying to break through the glass to get to us.
Swarms
of
worse.
Them. Swarms of them.
Yeah.
That's
knocking
worse
on the window.
Than a ghost.
I thought it was a park ranger at first. Like, you guys got to get the fuck out of here. And then my wife's like, holy shit, it's just hundreds of them trying to get through the glass at our face. The sweet meat of our face. We wanted to eat our face.
They're going for the soft tissue. Cover your eyes and mouth.
Go for the cheeks. They're delectable.
I'm going to go with Ghost. I'm going to stay with Ghost.
Yeah, I'll take Ghost. I like it when it's like not scary. It's just knocking. But when it's rapping, something sinister.
Yeah, yeah.
Going, you know?
Yeah, rapping. Especially, at your chamber door. You get right. it. Yeah,
especially
exactly.
when it's battle rapping. Hit it again.
Now, Jen, could this possibly be related to the other story you told me?
See, and I think it might be because my grandma, I think, has just always been around me. My grandma passed away several years ago. And can I tell this one real quick?
Sure. That's why I set you up.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
Hop in there.
You're the
it's
man.
Like,
you're
like
the
double
man.
Dutch.
We need some stories about the supernatural. Dave just keeps coming in with bullshit every day. No offense, Dave. Appreciate the effort you're putting in.
I know my role.
My grandma was a big prankster. She loved to mess with people. Like, she'd always play pranks on us. There was a hole in their bathroom from their kitchen to where their bathroom was, and my aunt lived with her. And when my aunt would take a shower, my grandma would take a ruler and push it through like a snake. Just imagine you're taking a shower and just something darts out at you like that. That's who my grandma was. She was just evil like that. And she passed away, and I lived in Denver at the time. And it's really sad, and I was moving. And earlier in the week, I had a bag of Reese's Pieces, you know, because I'm a fatty, and I was eating them in bed. And some of them had gotten under my bed. And so I was cleaning them out, and I put them on top of my desk, and we had a cat. So I didn't want the cat getting into them, so I took a box, and I put it on top of it, a lid, completely on top of it. Nobody could get to it. And I had just thrown them up there. I didn't put them up in anything.
Why'd you throw them out?
Well, because they were on the ground.
You were saving Reese's Pieces from
I should have thrown them out. I was just trying to move everything and get the bed out before. But when I went back to lift the box, like 5 minutes later, they were separated into colors.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like in little piles, brown, orange, and the dark brown. And I was, yeah, right? And I was just like, Grandma, that is fucked up. That is fucked up. You knew that would scare the shit out of me. And I can just see your old ass just like, But I know that was my grandma. It was that kind of friendly haunting.
Your grandma's the ghost roadie for Van Halen.
Yes.
She doesn't even have to be asked. I love that. Yeah,
that's great though. That like, oh, that's like, it's like creepy, but it's fun though.
Yeah,
and, oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
That's how I knew it was my mom and not like the spirit of Beelzebub or some shit. You know,
the dark side coming around.
Satan's so quirky.
Yeah,
he's very OCD.
Derek, you ever seen a ghost?
I'm pretty sure my mom has a ghost that just moved around with her from place to place, just her like her buddy. It probably is a demon. It's probably a demon that my mom summoned. I lived with her until I was like I moved out when I was 14, and then I moved back for a couple months when I was 17, and she had a little spare bedroom that I was crashing in, and I already didn't feel welcome there. We weren't getting along, and I was a shitty son to begin with at that point. So
things weren't going great when you moved out at 14?
14, yeah. Things were.
What's that the wasn't backstory
even
the there?
That wasn't even the peak. That was just, let's get this party started.
She didn't like all your shredding?
Oh, yeah. No, her and my dad, my stepfather, got divorced, and I was like, I couldn't deal with either of them, so I just moved out and got a job and lied about my age and sold carpet.
Weird story.
I had a suit and everything. I sold carpet at Nielsen Brothers.
You were like, a child carpet salesman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was 14 years
Who
old.
Could
I was,
say no to you?
I had the cutest little face. I sold so much Berber.
Where did you live? Where did you live at 14 on your own?
Oh, man. Okay. So I got a place through the Little Nickel Want Ads. I had a listing for an apartment manager, and you got free rent. So I showed up, and I figured if I lied about my age to get this job, I can lie about my age to get this job. And I told the lady that I was super responsible, and the job was an apartment manager. The job was, I'm not kidding, by the way, if it was okay with me, she needs someone to live with her adult son, who's a level 3 registered sex offender, and she wants to make sure that he doesn't leave the apartment. So I became the roommate of a pedophile at 14. And,
he made it to level 3? Fuck.
You became the dine-in felony for this guy. We can't have him going for takeout anymore, so I got you one off the streets.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't, like, that guy was into way younger kids, so I felt safe. And,
14's a little long in the tooth for that guy.
So that was 14. And then,
you seeing a ghost is the least interesting part of the story.
Yeah.
How long did you live with that dude?
2.5 years, almost.
Wow.
Yeah. Until I quit high school.
Any experiences?
No. In fact, he had a little
did
black
he get
and
to
white
level
team.
4?
He was so mad at me. He hated me so much because he wanted to fuck kids so bad. And I was always home. And so he would just sit in front of his TV and chain smoke Newports, watching his little black white TV when I came home and be like, hey, Jane. He's like, that's the noise he would make. And I'm like, oh, you want to fuck a kid so bad. But
how
I'm,
old was
like,
he? Bruno,
he was like 33.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. But he had no. I got
free ghosts
rent,
you saw
right?
were
I
mean, alive.
I'm more scared of that than any ghost I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I mean, now that you guys put it in perspective, I should have been a lot more scared. But I was selling a fuck ton of carpet and living rent free. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't start doing coke, which I should have. But I moved back with my mom, and things didn't go well right away, and I was kind of pushed out of the apartment.
Yeah.
By like, it was fucking crazy. Like, I would put something down and then it would be all the way across the room. Or one time I woke up because we didn't have a dog, but there was a dog breathing. You know, I mean, you know those little pockets you make over your head when you're fucking scared, breathing right in the hole where my face was, like a dog. And so I got up. This is the one night where I was like, I'm done. I got up, and then I heard. I was like, oh, my mom's in the living room, so I got in the living room. Because I heard the rocker moving back and forth. We had these reclining chairs that moved on a spring. You know, you just sit and rock on them.
Yeah.
And I looked under the door, and the lights weren't on. But the fucking chair was moving super fast. And I'm like, why is my mom up? So I went to open the door, and the chair just stopped. And then I got in bed with my 41-year-old mom and slept the rest of the evening. And and then she knows it's there. She was just like, it doesn't like you because you're an asshole. And... And I was like, fair enough. I earned that.
Was so, this in Washington?
Yeah. And she says it's still there. It still moves stuff around. But
it's nice to her.
Yeah, it's nice to her. It likes my mom. It just doesn't like this one. So I don't come over to visit. I mean, I call her, but not enough. But but luckily the ghost hasn't fucked up our phone calls yet.
It's like a temperamental dog.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he doesn't like you, but he's
just doesn't. Yeah, it's,
but it moved from place to place? Like if she moved?
Yeah,
so
it used to live in our house. And she was like, yeah, we had problems. And we had stuff in the house that would happen, but I was too young to recognize it. And I just thought it was my stepdad because he was a drunk and he was loud and slammed doors all the time. And she was like, nah, that shit happened all the time when your dad was asleep. So it was just hanging out with my mom, like, hey. And she had a shitty childhood, so I imagine she probably picked some stuff up with her and took it along. But, I thought it was a demon because I'm like, that a ghost wouldn't be like, that's like the evil. It was evil because it scared the shit out of me. It was like, I'm an atheist, so I'm like, there can't be a ghost, but I'm way easier with demons for some reason. I'm like, that's a real thing.
Hey guys, want to let you know about Audible Originals, a new member benefit. Audible members now get more. You get 2 Audible Originals and 1 audiobook every month. Audible Originals are exclusive audio titles created by celebrated storytellers from worlds as diverse as theater, journalism, literature, and more. Every month, Audible members get 1 credit good for any audiobook you choose, plus 2 Audible Originals from a changing selection that you can't get anywhere else. Plus, you're going to get access to audio fitness and health workouts created exclusively for Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. They're going to let you fill your fall with tons of great titles, all kinds of stuff like Hunt for the Skinwalker. We just talked about that movie a few weeks ago. Guess what? They made a book out of that. Maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. Other stuff like I'll Be Gone in the Dark, Michelle McNamara's great new book. Audible offers 30 days to try Audible absolutely free. That includes your choice of any audiobook plus two Audible originals on us. It's the perfect way to discover what millions already have, and that's that listening lets you get more books in your life because with the free Audible app, you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, at the buffet, chasing coyotes, whatever you want to do, wherever you go, you can listen to these books at your leisure. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. But I don't know why you'd want to do that. Get your first audiobook free and choose two titles from a curated list of Audible originals when you try Audible for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. That's audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. All right. Yeah, I guess that's how that should end. I'll do that last line again just to kind of make it sound like an ending. Get your first audiobook free and choose two titles from a curated list of Audible originals when you try Audible for 30 days. All you got to do is visit audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. That's audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. And I'll do that last one more time. I don't know if they want the phonetic on the number. Get your first audiobook free and choose two titles with a curated list of Audible originals when you try Audible for 30 days. Visit audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. That's audible.com/monster, that's monster, or just text monster to 500-500. Get on it, guys. Hey, Boogers, want to let you know about this new entertainment experience. I've looked into it. I've actually played it. It's pretty rad. It's called Empty Faces. Here's what you do. You become a character inside their story, and you try to stop an unspeakable evil, like you're a detective or a paranormal investigator. It's interactive, and man, it's very detailed. It feels real. So here's what it is. It's a monthly subscription. Each month, you get more clues, items, correspondence. They're delivered directly to you, and they build up to a thrilling conclusion. It's like a TV show that you can touch. You can do Empty Faces with friends for a game night, or you can join their online community, swap theories, ideas, all kinds of stuff with people just like you. You gotta try this. It's a really cool feature. They also have online resources to help keep track and give you hints. They also have online resources to help keep you on track and give you hints. Now, this is not for the faint of heart. It's scary, it's creepy, and it's a lot of fun. More people are joining every day, so you got to get in early. They only accept 200 new members a day, so go to the website now and apply for membership, emptyfaces.com. Plus, you're going to get 10% off your first box when you use code BOOGIE, that's B-O-O-G-I-E, you know that. Can you stop the evil? You got to at least try. It's pretty cool. Again, code BOOGIE at emptyfaces.com.
How are you now? Are you all right, man? I mean, I consider you a friend. You okay, man?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll live long enough. I made it this far for no reason, so I'm just going to keep going and see what happens.
Somebody get Derek a blanket,
no
y'all.
No plan. I haven't even gotten into Scientology yet. But
were you a Scientologist?
I went to Scientology school for 2 years up in Sheridan, Oregon, yeah. I didn't know what they were. My mom and dad sent me because my mom literally
they
was like,
some carpet.
You're a science fiction nerd and you like sci-fi and this school's run by a guy who writes sci-fi. So she sent me to
dude. Honestly, that would make sense as a parent. Yeah. I think it's like space camp, but
yeah, but it was. I mean, but technically it was like space camp. Yeah. But you're gonna live a billion years, and they were cool. I went to school with Juliette Lewis and her brother.
No way.
They went there. I met their dad.
That's right.
The guy from all the Any Which Way But Loose movies, Jeffrey Lewis. The dude who used to turn his hat all the way around.
I had no idea that was
her
dad.
Yeah, that's her dad.
What movies is
that? Any
the
Which
Clint
Way.
Eastwood movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With the orangutan. Yeah.
Oh.
Where he's driving a truck. And
yeah, he drove the
monkeys riding shotgun.
Yeah.
He's beating people
right
up
turn,
in
Clyde.
Yeah.
I'm suing Dos Equis. You're the world's most interesting man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where was Scientology school?
That was in Sheridan, Oregon. At the top of, they bought a monastery. L. Ron Hubbard bought this old monastery that was on top of about a mile-high driveway, and it was huge. It was an old, fucking scary, creepy building, and all these old fucking trees. It was just shitty, and they had their dumb school with all their volunteer counselor teachers who were like, I was an alcoholic, but Scientology saved my life. Now I just sell carpets on the weekend at the beach for money, and I make... And I make my penance back, because you have to work for free to pay back your loan for getting audited. Getting all your courses in Scientology, they're like, you can't pay for this. You should just work it off. And then next thing you know, you're like, I'm clear, but not of debt. And then...
Were you selling, like, carpeting square footage-wise or, like, area rugs?
Square footage. I was outfitting. I was outfitting homes. I would come into homes and actually do estimates and...
Oh, okay.
I was 14
I don't know why
old.
That was a detail I was obsessed with. It was interesting that you were part of a cult and a demon followed you and all. You live with a pedophile, but was it square footage-wise?
Okay. Can you come by my house later and give me an estimate?
Yeah, padding all you can always throw the padding in for free.
14-year-old, like... Fucking Doogie Howser would walk in and just measure out whole homes for carpeting and do estimates for square footage. And
yeah, you were just
carpeting.
Like that young doctor, Doogie yeah. Howser.
He's a carpet prodigy.
Not trying to steal any thunder. You know, child genius Doogie Howser. I was just like him with measuring for carpeting.
I'd rather see a show about your life.
Truly, yes.
What did you learn about Scientology that you didn't know before?
Oh, I mean, I immediately was like this. Even as a kid, I was like, this is a cult. Like, yeah. I already knew this was a cult. Because they wanted money, and they also didn't let you sleep very much. They wanted to keep you up and talk about stuff real late in the night. And I'm like, that's what fucking cults do.
Wow.
So, yeah, I tried to stay out of it as much as possible, even though that was 100% why we were there. But I learned how to do that thing where you go, yeah, I'll see you there. And then you just don't show up, ever. I like what you're saying. You're doing good work.
But they didn't follow you around like how they.
No, I am banned. I did become a what do they call it? Subversive person, and suppressive person. So I tried to go to the when they opened up the Seattle chapter, the big church they opened up in Seattle. I decided I was going to go and sneak in and watch the grand opening. I'm on a list. That's when I discovered I'm on a list.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Do they like check IDs or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah, because they don't want suppressive people in there doing negative press. They control their whole thing.
Holy cow.
And I had said a bunch of shit about Scientology because it's fun. And it's fuck them. Wow. But
I had a couple run-ins with those dorky-ass Scientology security guards that are everywhere in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of Scientology centers in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And back when I was in the van, I was obviously just parking on the street. And one time I was not even like – it wasn't their property. It was a – Los Angeles city street, and two different times I had those little fucking dorks on their bikes knock on my window and tell me to move. And I knew who they were. And I was like, are you a cop? He's like, no, we're with the center. They didn't want to say Scientology. And I go, yeah, I know who you are. This is a public street. You can go fuck yourself. And they didn't do anything. They just left.
Yeah, they
I was too close to the Scientology center. And I was like, nah, man, this is a public street. You can kiss my ass.
Fuck those guys.
Stupid fucking bike.
Cults. And they got people on the roof just living on there that are fucking handcuffed to pipes and shit. I'm not kidding. Like, that's how they get them dried out. If you ever take a helicopter over the Scientology Center, they're constantly fucking handcuffing people to the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a real thing. That's a real... I know it sounds crazy, but it's real fucking thing.
Dry them out from what?
Yeah. Drugs and alcohol, and also if they have... If they are suppressive enough when they move into the center that they will tell they're a threat to the outside world. Like, they don't want them to go say anything or blab or... So that's how they get them broken down. They break them down by chaining them outside. And because they don't want them inside. What if the cops show up? And
yeah, cops never check the roof.
Yeah, they never check...
Cops don't have helicopters.
They see that shit all the time. There's literally, I'm trying to remember the website where there's an LAPD website that has records of flight pictures of them flying over the Scientology Center where they're like, oh, yep, there they are. There's just guys on the roof. And they're like, we can't do anything about it because they need a warrant to go in. And they're like, it's their thing. Let's not get deep in this.
Wow.
I don't know about you guys, but this Scientology stuff sounds pretty good.
It's pretty awesome.
Wayne, you ever been in a cult?
I mean, I've led a few, but, you know. A
couple of startups.
Yeah, you know.
It's hard, they're hard to get off the ground, but when you really get going, it's fun. It's rewarding.
How'd you get out, Derek? Like, when did you just decide this is not for me?
I mean, I left. I stayed there almost 2.5 years. I left when my parents actually got divorced while I was at school. They called, and they only had a payphone for students, so you had to sit in a phone, little phone booth in the bottom of this nunnery. And I'm on the phone, and my mom and dad are like, "Hey, good news, bad news. We got a dog. Bad news, when you come home for Christmas, only one of us is going to be here." And I was like, "Well, no, that's actually good news, just depending on which one of you it is." Yeah. Like, so that's how they got divorced while I was there. So that's why I got out. I was like, I want to go home, and I want to get out of here. And my mom was out of money, which was the other reason. They were like, "Hey, your account's low because they put money in your account, and that's how you buy food at the Scientology place that you're trapped at."
What
and
age
you can't
is
leave.
This? What age were you there?
I was, I think I was 12 when I went in. And then I got home. I stayed home for a couple months, and then I left when I was 14, right after their divorce. So I wasn't home very long.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, but it was fucking, it was a fun adventure. Who gets to live with a pedophile, man? And that for free.
A lot
rent.
Of people, they're called
kidnapping.
I mean,
kidnapping but like that, your family, not in your family, not a family.
They're
one.
Called hostages.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or they're called uncles. It's a sad world, you guys.
Yeah,
I retract that following question now that I realize there's a lot of bad answers for it.
I can't wait for your movie. I'm going to watch the hell out of that.
That part was boring. I just sold a lot of carpet. It sold a lot of carpet. That was really...
Who doesn't want to see tiny you in a little business suit just selling the hell out of Burberry carpet?
Fucking,
you know?
Adorable carpet salesman.
Did you, I just can't go back to Scientology, please. Get the 3-room deal.
I noticed that when I measured out your house for carpeting, you have a spare room you're not using. I was just wondering if maybe you'd want to have that filled with some love. How about that?
Derek, did you work off a commission or did you get paid?
Yeah,
like
I worked
a
off
base?
A commission.
Did you make good money?
I made great money.
14-year-old Derek.
It was like in the days
like
when everything still
Rick.
Had cocaine money attached
world.
To it. So like, you made a shit ton of money back then.
Really?
Everything commission was people just spent money like crazy. It was amazing. I lived in a free apartment at 14, and I always had money for everything. Except I didn't want to spend it because I was like, ooh, I'm a miser now. I'm on my own.
Now, I missed the beginning of the story.
Better than me.
Did you drop out of school, or were you also in school while you were living with a pedophile on your own and selling carpet?
I was in school.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't drop out until my junior year of high school.
Okay.
And because I got a second job.
What did your little 8th and 9th grade friends think of your gig?
I didn't really have. I mean, the only friends I had were the friends I had in elementary school, and after that, I moved around so much that I just kind of had people I'd occasionally check in with, but. When I left high school, I didn't really have any. I don't go back. Yeah. I don't really have anybody I know except for a small circle of people that.
Just one demon that follows.
One demon that follows my mom everywhere, ruins the holidays. But we do a once a year like high school thing where some friends invite me out and we all get together during the holidays and or check in, and then I'm like, oh, we're all still alive, and then we go back, and that's about it. I don't really have any. I think I made all my friends in my 20s. Like when I got my feet planted.
Do you guys hang out with your old friends? I always hang out with my old friends.
Yeah.
My high school pals. I got a real Stand By Me group of pals.
Yeah.
There you go. Still. Y'all found a dead body?
Yeah, a bunch of... Nah, but we just go to Dave and Buster's a lot.
Hell yeah.
Not quite the same thing. Go get drunk at the Dave and Buster's behind the industrial park, and that's...
Fuck yeah,
that's
man.
A bond I need. I don't need to see the dead body. You ever find a dead body?
I have seen one... naturally, no, I've never found one. That
I have.
I saw one at a
naturally.
Funeral parlor. Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, I saw a dead in the wild, like you do.
It wasn't natural. It wasn't organic. It was just placed before me. But no, yeah, I've never found one. I've never lucked upon a dead body. No,
like in the woods or something. I don't know where I'm steering this one. I don't have...
I never brought it up on this podcast, but I did. I was a guest on a podcast. Couple weeks ago, and you can check out Crab Feast. And I got a dead body story.
Oh, you're just throwing it out to other podcasts?
Yeah.
We're sitting here struggling.
I don't
want to
be redundant
material.
About it, but yeah, I got a dead body.
But you
so,
found
yeah,
a dead body?
Just wanted to throw that
you
out.
You found a dead body?
I never told you about
don't
that.
Don't tease it, man. This is our podcast.
You brought
this
it
is
up.
Our show.
Dude, I found a fucking headless body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been sitting on that shit for 2 years, yeah. man.
I thought I told you about that.
No.
Used to work landscaping. I was I had a big account downtown Atlanta at a railroad yard, at CSX yard. I had the whole property, and it was a huge account, and I'd have to it'd take me like 2 days. Every week I'd go down, spend Monday and Tuesday all day mowing this huge. It was a CSX like training center. It's where like all the people who got hired, I guess in the area in the region, would go down there. It was like a school, and they'd go down there and spend like 6 weeks or 8 weeks going to school every day. And so it was all these industrial buildings, but ironically a train track ran right through the CSX property. One day I'm mowing a lawn and I see what I think is a fucking dummy on the train tracks. A headless dummy. And I my initial impulse was like, haha, that's funny. Like somebody put a dummy, a mannequin on the, and it wasn't a mannequin. 19-year-old Georgia Tech student committed suicide by laying his head across the train tracks. I found the body.
Damn, that's commitment.
Didn't find the head. I thought I told you about this. I don't know. Yeah. Carterized the wound. Very little blood. Just vacuum sealed his fucking throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Maybe that's why I didn't bring it up. It's a hard story to bring up, to weave into a conversation.
Which is nice, because when you cauterize the wound, the rest of the body's ready for sous vide. So, yeah, see?
Yeah, I'm the one that reported it, had talked to the cops, everything.
So they never found the head?
Oh, I think they found the head nearby.
Okay.
Yeah,
he not like didn't go looking.
He wasn't out there trying to finish the puzzle.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, he didn't tie his head to a balloon and float off or anything. Like, I think they found it in a ditch nearby. I didn't stick around for that part, but yeah.
That's when you tapped out.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll let y'all take
far.
It from here.
Yeah. What's the react? Like, did you sit there for a minute trying, like did
yeah,
it not
I was,
seem real?
No, you know? It didn't seem real. Like I said, first glance, I was probably, I don't know, 50 feet away, and I was mowing. And what's weird, by the way, is I used to mow like a lot of weird, like, desolate properties, and
hit a big rock while you were mowing, did you?
In the back of my mind, for years, I used to think like I don't know why I always had this thought, but I was like, oh man, this would be like a place where I'd find a dead body. Not there, but like
no, I always think
that. You know, like weird, like just kind of isolated areas where I'd mow, and sure enough, one day. But yeah, when I was about 50 feet away, I thought it was like a mannequin, and I got closer and closer, and I was just I saw like real clothes and. I saw his hands and arms, and I was like, that's a realistic-looking mannequin.
This is one of them Kohl's mannequins.
Yeah. Fucking,
that's I like a nice how he said shirt. Real clothes.
Fucking headless dude, man. Yeah.
God damn. And,
what a way to do it.
Like, late, I didn't learn it at the time, but, like, weeks later, the cops called me and, like, did a follow-up and stuff, and I asked them, I was like, so what was the deal? And they're like, yeah, it was a Georgia Tech student, and pretty sure it was, you know, it wasn't, like, a murder. Like, I don't know how they would figure that out. Like, maybe some, yeah. There were nobody
thumbs
tied
were
into the tracks or anything.
Both
yeah.
thumbs
no,
were
no
up.
No guy with the mustache
yeah.
nearby.
Old timey villain.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's my dead body story.
All right. Well, I mean, man. I asked, so I can't have regret about it.
Yeah.
Scott, I'm like.
Here we are now.
Yeah.
We heard that story, and now we're different people.
I saw my.
That's why I don't bring it up.
I saw my dad's body when he passed away. They let me in to see his body. It's the first time I'd actually seen like a
this
dead
is
body.
Getting sad.
But I know my story's got a fun ending because I decided to take some pictures with him because I was like, I don't have any pictures, so I did a bunch of selfies with my dad. I thought like at first I was like, I don't really have a lot of pictures with my dad, so let's just get them now. And then I did like a whole like 20 or 30, just a whole portfolio of photo where I
like
moved
at
him
the
around.
Funeral?
And, yeah, I just fucking put his head next to mine and. One point
that's
I put his.
Don't
weird.
You mean you put your head next to his?
Yeah, I guess
don't,
you're right.
Don't say it. Yeah.
I also opened his eyes. So.
Oh
my god!
That's worse than my story, Derek.
What
hey,
did
Derek,
you do with those pictures?
My wife made me get rid of them. When I showed her, I was like, "I got."
Let's take
like,
a note of that. My wife. He's exactly. a married man.
There's somebody for everybody.
Derek has a.
Were you just like, baby, look, I'm going to make a collage. We can put it up on the wall.
I like, just nope. had him because I was like, I was sad and I wanted a picture of my dad. And she's like, dude, that's the first thing she said. Dude, fucking really? You have to get rid of those. That has to be illegal. And then I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But
How old were you when your dad passed?
I think I was 32.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't some teenage hijinks.
No, no, no. This is like I had a flip phone and everything. I was ready to start taking pictures.
What made you do that? That's
probably
fucking
his
odd,
childhood.
Gary.
You heard the story.
That's true.
He was on a long road going to this.
You heard the setup.
It actually makes perfect sense. Honestly.
And I didn't like. I only felt weird about it when my wife got mad at me because I was like, "This just seems logical. Like I don't have a lot of photos with him. I should have some stuff for me, you know."
You ever kill small animals, Derek?
I didn't like.
Just, I'm looking for warning signs.
Define kill.
Define small.
Yeah.
Is it murder if I wet the bed and then set them on fire? Is that are those the signs we're looking for? Those the signs. Is that the try? Is that
you
the
set them on fire because they were all covered in pee, right?
I mean, yeah.
They're ruined animals by then.
It's the what do they call it? The Bradley Triangle or whatever. It's the three things you look for in a serial killer. Or
in my head, I'm like, what is that, like the Myers-Briggs test? I don't remember the terminology.
INFP, baby.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
I'm like more hungover now after hearing those stories.
Yeah.
I thought it would help take some of the pressure off the headless story. I'm like, here, let me, it's not so, see, things are fun. Death can be fun. But
this is why other people with podcasts say to have like a schedule and segments that you could go to. Because I'm just like, anybody ever see dead bodies? And now we're here.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have a plan.
Oh, well.
No, that's how it works. You know.
I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry. I did that. I'm sorry.
No, I asked. I asked the question. It's on me. It's my fault.
My mom saw a harmless ghost one time.
See, here we go.
Here we're back,
back on track. Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah. Does anybody want to...
Did you say homeless or harmless?
Well, aren't they all homeless, I guess. Yeah. No, harmless, yeah. I mean, well, this is what she says. She and her sister were playing in a nearby cemetery when they were kids. You know, just normal American shit. And so they said they saw this lady in, like, all black and a veil and shit looking at a grave. And they were like, oh, well, you know, it's just a lady visiting her dead husband or some shit. But they said after she left or when she left, she floated. Like, they couldn't see any feet. She floated down the street and left that way. Yeah.
Where was this at?
Hartsville, actually, near Bishopville, where the lizard man lives.
Ah.
Yeah. That's
dun, dun, dun.
That's all I want. I just want one ghost of, like, just a floating guy. I'm like, okay, cool, saw one, checked it off.
Exactly.
I don't need it in my house. I don't want it fucking with my stuff and breaking my plates and rocking in my chairs. I just want to see it and be like, cool, they're out there. Woo. You know?
Why are they all such pranksters, you know? I mean, they're
I guess you got to get bored. It's like, you're a ghost forever. And then what are you going to do, just float? You're like, I don't fuck with them.
That's true, yeah.
I don't fuck with them a little bit.
Makes sense, you know.
You spend all that time learning to move something. Like, you got to do it a lot. That's your only thing to do.
Yeah, that's all. They're impressed with this. It's not impressed. Like, if normally I move a bottle from here to here as a person, doesn't mean ghost. Oh shit, get crazy.
Well,
more visual humor for the podcast.
Let's segue into something a little more lighthearted. Some conspiracy theories. Wayne, you were telling me you're into false history.
Yeah, well, I'm into it insofar as
he
I looked it up.
Landing.
I read some Wikipedia shit.
Yeah, exactly. I looked it up right before I came here, and it is weird. Like, these people believe that, like, people have added years onto the calendar in order, like, one person thinks that the Pope did it in order to get closer to the millennium. So these people just think that humans haven't been here for as long as some scientists say they are, but it's not like
Christians?
A religious thing. Yeah, it's not like that. It's just people that are like, nah, this guy added like 269 years onto the calendar. So that was just baffling to me.
Wait, I mean, how did you... What?
I don't know.
Where did they add them? Like, just in the beginning? Like, how did you just be like, it's 1993? Nope.
Exactly. Right?
It's whatever it plus 296 years now, today.
It's probably the least useful conspiracy theory, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I got nothing else to say on that. I don't know.
Do you know, people think that mattress stores are just a giant money laundering scheme because you see a bunch of mattress stores in one section. Nobody's buying a mattress all the time. But there's all in the markup on mattresses. They think it's a huge money laundering ring. That's why you see all these mattress stores that are totally empty, but the lights are on. Fucking, you think money in the mattress is a thing? It's a real thing. That's it. It's out there.
Fuck.
Boom, blow it wide open.
I was thinking that about these personal storage places. We've got like 10 new ones in Columbia, and I don't know what the... Who's storing shit these
Hoarders.
Days?
Yeah, Hoarders. People yeah. have a lot of shit.
You can live in those places, by the way.
There you go.
I looked into that.
No, Dave, you can live in those places.
It's not bad.
Oh. And Jared, when I was 18, no, and maybe 21, I came down here in a band and we did hang out with some dude that was living in a storage space. I think I was in North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, no, I seriously considered it.
Well, as a 21-year-old, I'm like, this is the way to do it, man. Yeah. Like, where do you use the bathrooms? Like, fucking wherever, man. Woods are over there. I'm like, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, not bad. Speaking of conspiracy theories, Derek, you're into, you're well-versed on Bohemian Grove.
Oh, man, I love this.
We've never discussed that on the podcast. That's one of those topics we've been trying to get to, but it's been putting it off. And I know the main beats, but explain to me exactly what they're doing
up
there.
It goes in hand-in-hand with the sort of Bilderberger conspiracy where banking families and the mega-rich that are also controlling the narrative of this right-wing Christian theocracy actually are all practicing Satanists.
It's Republican Burning Man.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And they go to Bohemian Grove every year to worship Baphomet and have fucking crazy coke and sex parties and just live. And by the way, it's the only thing that Alex Jones...
Kind of sound great so far.
Yeah, I mean, so far so good. It's the only thing that Alex Jones is actually famous, like, before he went crazy. Yeah. That was the thing he actually did, was got footage of it.
Yeah, he infiltrated it.
Yeah.
And
then he went bananas. He went ape shit. He went crazy because the government poisoned him with milk. They poisoned him with milk that turned his brain into wasps. And
it's in Northern California. For people that don't know, it's like a section of the woods in Northern California, right? Northern yeah. Central California, and they gather there once a year for this big kind of.
It's a bacchanal that but it's all about like
the Illuminati family retreat.
Yeah, yeah. Then lots of ritualism and magic with a K and lots of sex and drugs and.
But the reality is, it's just a big party for super
yeah, it's
rich
a big
people.
Party for the rich to shit on us
and then freak out in the woods and be real weirdos.
Yeah, and they have a fake satanic ritual because they don't give
it's
a shit
it's
about
a giant
anything.
Owl statue, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it.
I can't remember the name of the.
They do like
demon,
a big ceremony around a giant owl. Statue and some of them are kind of dressed up like ladies, silly. And it's like, but it's just a frat party. It's just like the ultimate yeah. frat party that these guys had at Yale. All these the
skull and bones
type yeah. shit. Yeah. But I still would like to see it.
I would love to see it. It's just because it's one of those conspiracy theories I love because it's rich people.
Yeah.
Just at their worst. All yeah. together in the same place, like, yeah, we fucking hate all of you poor people. Yeah. We hate you so much.
But
we're gonna fake worship the devil.
But rich people at their worst are just getting fucked up and humping and being
yeah.
stupid. That's what everybody is at their worst.
It's an Eyes Wide Shut party
But that's what we're gonna do later tonight.
Oh yeah.
With shittier booze and shittier drugs, but it's just the same thing, so that's why it's not as mysterious. And we're like, everybody gets to party.
Yeah, I like the sort of, I like that they pulled in the spiritual, like, weird, dark element to this thing.
Yeah, maybe they do a little MDMA and grab each other's dicks, and then maybe the laws change a little bit when they get back. You know, maybe all this harshness we're having about the Christian stuff, we got to lighten up, because I was at Bohemian Grove, I did a little MDMA, I got into a thing, and...
I made six people pregnant.
Turns out it's not so bad. Turns out, yeah.
But it's not just rich people, it's like the richest, most powerful people.
Yes, yeah.
It's the Rockefellers, it's the...
International.
The Rothschilds.
Yeah, Sultan of Brunei.
They're not inviting teenage carpet salesmen just because they made it.
But it is crazy when that many...
they are, not for the right reasons.
Somebody had to measure out that place for carpet.
And he was never seen again. Yeah, so you got lucky, buddy. Good job.
Rich people and ghosts, they just got to do something, to feel something.
But it's like when I drive, if I'm in LA and I go, if I'm lucky enough to drive to the Hollywood Hills at night, I always like to imagine there's at least one human sacrifice party happening in one of those houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, these guys are fucking, people are into some creepy shit out there. They're rich and they don't know what to spend their money on anymore.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's raise a demon.
Old Jack Parsons. Old Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard out in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Parsons, one of the inventors of rocket scientists. He didn't invent rocket scientists. He invented rockets. Working off a hangover gang. Come on. Cut me a little slack. Don't worry. We'll edit it out, Dave.
No, we won't.
Yeah. No, we don't do that. Yeah, inventor of rocket science and also tried to summon a demon baby with L. Ron Hubbard. There was some weird love triangle between, like, he was married to L. Ron Hubbard's mistress or something at the time, and it was all kinds of creepy shit out in Pasadena.
Yeah, Hubbard was friends with Aleister Crowley and hung out with him and all that. Because he tried to get his foot in all those doors to learn how cults worked. Yeah. And because he liked sex and drugs.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he did it. He nailed it.
He got a pretty good one going.
It's kind of crazy. Like, all those guys are, the rich people just don't, I think it's just that they don't know what to do with their time and money. So they're like, fuck it, let's just do crazy shit. Let's get together. Let's snort a kid's bones. What happens? Let's see what happens.
Yeah, fuck charity work. Let's snort some kid bones.
Hey, I give money to these charities. Why can't I snort these kids' bones?
And everybody's getting bent out of shape about Elon Musk, who's actually trying to do stuff, but it's a little...
Like, he could be smoking kids' bones right now.
Make-A-Wish.
I don't want to say the phrase kids' bones anymore.
Yeah, a lot. Once a year should be enough.
Well, let's start our initial descent. Every time we have guests, I like to do a quick questionnaire. Guys, aliens, yes or no? Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes on aliens?
I think so,
of
right?
Of course.
I mean, it's got to be something out there.
Yeah. Jen, what do you think?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on aliens?
I think that aliens are evolved human beings.
Nice.
That makes sense.
Good answer.
Because if you used all of your brain, your head would have to expand. Your cranium would have to be larger.
Yeah, they do got big old heads.
Yeah, your eyes would expand.
You wouldn't be bothered with food anymore because you know how to just generate your own protein. You don't need the mouth anymore.
Exactly. That'd be tight.
I know. Yeah. That's what I think. I don't know. I could be crazy.
Derek, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I want to. I want to believe that we can't be the only thing. Please don't let us be the only thing.
Yeah, please, God.
Please.
Three yeses for aliens. All right.
All right, one more.
Jews, yes or no?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, don't get Wayne started. He's got hard opinions.
Welcome to Columbia, baby. Jews aren't real.
Wayne, Bigfoot, yes or no?
I feel like we would have more. There would be more sightings by now, I think. You know, I'm sorry, I can't go all in on Bigfoot. I would support a Bigfoot.
You're just punching Santa Claus in the face in front of Dave right now.
Jen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's little animals that we haven't seen. Why couldn't there be a Bigfoot out there?
Absolutely. Derek?
I live in its backyard. Like, I mean, yeah, of course.
That's right. You're up in Washington.
Yeah, I'm in Washington State.
Have you ever seen one?
I haven't seen one, but I know I was part of the Bigfoot Society up there for a while when I was in my early 20s.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
He sold us the carpet.
Derek is 800 years old. You guys should know that.
His wallet is just full of membership cards to everything ever.
I also belong to MUFON.
I shot Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God.
My problem is I can't say no. That's my problem.
Yeah, obviously.
I belong to MUFON even. Like, I still belong to that. But, like, yeah, Bigfoot. We used to go hunt, like, go look for Bigfoot. Not hunt Bigfoot, but, like, go look for Bigfoot with a guy who claimed to have seen him, and he's, like, this big Bigfoot researcher. And we'd go up in the mountains. I never heard or saw him, but I'm like, that thing's got to be real. It's got to be real. It's Bigfoot.
Hell yeah, dude.
Who would make that up?
Exactly.
You had your chance to make up a monster. Why would your monster be? He's got giant feet. That's his thing. We already had, like, Frankenstein and Dracula. Someone's like, Bigfoot gorilla. Bigfooted gorilla. That's what it is. No one's going to make that up.
Well, there you go.
Why, did I just kill it again? God
damn
it.
No, you didn't kill it. All right, one last little segment. Usually, sometimes I'll do a recipe at the end of the show, but no recipe today. But since we got guests, I want to talk food. Let's talk some food. Let's talk death row meals. Your last meal.
Oh, that's a good
You've
question.
Been convicted of a horrible murder.
It's going down.
You're getting
About
sentenced
to walk
to death.
The Green Mile.
What's your last meal, Wayne?
I think, you know, if I'm about to die, I'm going out doing bits. So I think I would order 1,000 fortune cookies. And just, like, make a real show, you know, out of opening everyone. And I'd be like, ooh, this one says my present circumstances are going to change for the better. And I would just eat everyone.
Do an in bed after each one.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, best barbecue in Colombia.
Best barbecue in Colombia? I'm a true barbecue fan. I don't know, you know, I mean...
People love mustard barbecue down here. I'm not a big mustard guy, personally, so, you know.
True is the name of the restaurant. Is that the place we went a couple years ago?
Yeah,
True
Barbecue.
Yeah, they got the hash and rice.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's good.
Beautiful hash over there, yeah.
All right, we may have to hit that before I leave town. Jen, death row meal.
I hear that you can only have the things that they have in the prison, but I think that's bullshit.
Don't get semantics with this. Just so, whatever you want.
I'm going to go half a dozen Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Ooh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
This shit that my ex-girlfriend used to make called Chocolate Delight that she would never give me the recipe to, but it's like pudding and pecans.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want them to really have a tummy trouble when they light me up. You know what I'm saying?
So just biscuits and pudding.
Just biscuits and pudding.
You're my kind of gal, Jim.
I'm a southern woman, you know?
Fuck yeah.
You're going out gassy. I like it.
Derek, your last meal.
The only reason that I like, well, not the only reason I love coming to Carolinas is I would, my last meal would be a box of Bojangles biscuits.
Yes.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Then just a handful of edibles, and I'll eat them all because it doesn't matter how high I get. So I just lay on that bed and make them carry me in. That's what happened.
Bojangles, number one on my biscuit power ranking.
Oh,
best biscuit on the market, Bojangles. Yeah.
100% agree. Holy shit.
Can't go wrong.
I like that you would ask police officers to bring you marijuana for your
You made me want to change my answer. I was like, damn, I thought of that.
They would, though, because they'd be like, look at that cute little guy. Let's give him what he wants.
I think he sold my family our carpet.
Yeah. Was that the Bigfoot hunter that was a young Scientologist?
Who lived with a pedophile?
Was that the guitar shredder that shot Abraham Lincoln?
I can tell you some things about
Wicked solo over his body.
Oh, man. Well, let's wrap it up. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate you guys being our guests.
Thank you for having us. Thank you
for having us.
Wayne, Jen, Derek.
Let's plug some shit. Wayne, what do you want to plug? Where can we find you online?
Instagram and Twitter at Cousin Wayne.
Cousin Wayne. Yep. Got any shows coming up you want to plug?
I'll be in Charlotte October 4th. None of you people are going to be there probably, so. But I am doing stuff, so that's good.
Jen, where can we find you online?
JenSnyderComedy.com. We'll have all my shows and listing, JesterJen13 on Instagram and Twitter. And I will be at Huntsville Live, Alabama, with Scott Eason on October 6th.
Right on.
All right.
And Derek, where are you at?
You can find me at DerekSheenRulesWithAZ.com.
The Scientologist made him do that.
Instagram is DerekSheen666. And I'm going to be in Lexington, Kentucky in 2 weeks at Off-Broadway. Come and see me there with Brian Posehn.
Awesome, man. Yeah, you tour with Brian quite a bit.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's still letting me come with him.
Right on. You guys are quite a dynamic duo.
Oh, we get so high. I've never been so high in my life. That's why I smoke pot now. I found out what ruined Doug was the fact that he started touring with him and Arch Barker, and he never smoked pot before. And now that's all he does. I'm like, don't tell me that story, because now I never smoked pot until I hung out with him, and now it's all I do. And I got a skateboard at 50. So, yeah.
Hey, and you're living your life.
Yeah, buddy. You do whatever you need to do.
Okay. Oh, I'm not getting on it.
Kyle, you got anything to plug?
Nah, nobody cares.
Can we plug our new date? I think we can now, right?
New
York thing?
Yeah, because when does this come out?
This comes out this week.
What is this week?
This week is the 24th. Anyway, I'm plugging it anyway. We'll be doing a live Boogie Monster at the New York Comedy Fest November 10th at the Bell House. Come see the Boogie Monster in New York City.
All right. That's November for the listeners at home. Nobody here cares.
I want to give a quick shout-out. Something I've been doing. It's dumb, but I like it. It's wholesome and quaint. Happy birthday to listener David Aguilar from Canada. Today, September 23rd, is his birthday. He's a big Boogie Monster
fan.
See,
you opened up that birthday thing, and now it's just going to be birthday shout-outs.
Yeah. It's kitschy. It reminds me of when I was on the party line, and I just wish happy birthday to old ladies.
It's like you're working. It's like you're working TGI Fridays now. You're gonna have to do a dance and bring a cupcake with a candle in it.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, David Aguilar from Canada.
Yeah.
We're international now. We got listeners all over the flat globe. So good times, guys. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Keep supporting Columbia Comedy. Keep supporting New Brooklyn Tavern. One more hand for Cola Comedy Con, guys. It's been a fun weekend.
Yeah, woo!
Thanks, guys.
The Boogie Monster.